WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Elon Musk was on Capitol Hill tonight, a one-hour meeting with House Republicans doubling down on his mission to slash the government workforce. Congressman Tim Burchett of Tennessee is a Musk fan.
This town's crooked as a dog's leg. Somebody's going to straighten it out. Looks like it's going to be Elon Musk.
Musk saying Congress will vote on codifying DOGE cuts. One congressman saying Musk made clear to him that he would not cut veterans' benefits. A federal appeals court temporarily allowing President Trump to remove the head of an independent watchdog agency tasked with protecting federal employees. Mr. Trump is granting a one-month exemption on his new stiff tariffs on imports from Mexico and Canada for U.S. automakers. But if it's not on four wheels, the tariff stands. Well, more South Carolina counties now lifted from that statewide burn ban that was issued over the weekend amid a bout of wildfires that ignited all across the state. The winds died down and those fires seem to be under control. This is ABC News. Idaho is a step closer to becoming the only state to use the firing squad as its primary means of execution.
Idaho lawmakers now giving final approval on a bill that would make firing squad the main means of execution. The bill now heads to the governor to be signed into law. If the governor signs it, the law would go into effect next summer. Logistics haven't totally been figured out, but the state seems to favor a mechanical method for firing in which multiple buttons are pushed rather than having humans holding guns. Not all buttons would have live rounds. Idaho leaders saying they want to be humane and dignified. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Authorities in northern Mexico today found 70 pounds of fentanyl concealed in boxes of sliced cactus headed for Arizona. The drugs in pills and powder form were valued at about $6.5 million. A 29-year-old man was also arrested with the shipment. The seizure comes as President Trump demands Mexico stop the flow of fentanyl and migrants into the U.S. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Do you enjoy fatty foods, sweets, and alcohol? Who doesn't? Unfortunately, all those things put a lot of pressure on our liver. That's why pharmacist, best-selling author, and nutritional expert Sherry Torkos recommends Active Liver from New Nordic.
The liver is an incredible organ. It works nonstop to process toxins and chemicals from our food and drinks, medications we take, and even environmental exposures. As a health expert, I'm often asked how to support the liver's natural detoxification process and offset the effects of fatty foods, sugar, and alcohol. I recommend Active Liver by New Nordic. This gentle plant-based supplement is an effective way to support your liver's vital functions as well as your energy and overall well-being.
With its powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract, Active Liver is the perfect way to keep your liver healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver is available in both a delicious gummy or tablet. You can find Active Liver in the vitamin aisle at your local CVS or online at Amazon or newnordicusa.com.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM.
The Packers keep their kicker.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers re-signing place kicker Brandon McManus to a new three-year contract worth over $15 million. McManus, who turns 34 in July, will be guaranteed $5 million and given a $5 million signing bonus. The New York Jets releasing Devontae Adams, and now fans tweeting the Packers should bring the 32-year-old receiver back to Green Bay. College basketball, Marquette takes on UConn tonight at the Gamble Pavilion in Connecticut. The Badgers in Minneapolis for the border battle with Minnesota. NBA, the Bucks with a 127-121 win over the Hawks in Atlanta. Giannis with his seventh triple-double of the season. Doc Rivers asked about the mix of young and veteran players on this Bucks roster.
We're kind of mixed. We play young and old, but we're not only just veteran players. We have, like, straight grown-ups. I keep saying it. Everybody on our team is over themselves. There's nothing. There's no stuff. What I call clutter. The guys just play together. They want to do right. It's an absolutely fantastic team to coach.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're heading to the theater this weekend while the snow melts, here are some moving pictures you might enjoy, especially if you're into sci-fi. Opening in wide release is Mickey 17. It's being called a sci-fi comedy, drama, mystery, thriller. It covers a lot of bases. I think the only genre they're missing is adult film. The movie stars Robert Pattinson, who plays an expendable on a dangerous mission to colonize a planet covered with ice. The film is getting mad love from critics with an 87% and certified fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes. Another new sci-fi film that hits its theaters, In the Lost Lands stars Mila Jovovich and David Bautista. The film is about a queen who sends a sorceress into forbidden lands to find magical powers, kind of a necessity in the sorcery game. It's a nice cast and sounds fun, but is batting about a 50% with just a handful of reviews in. If science fiction isn't your thing, there are still lots of leftovers in the theaters from the last couple weeks, and most Oscar films are available to stream. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any snow and patchy blowing snow will come to an end. Any new accumulations well under an inch. Lows will drop to near 20 degrees. Still a blustery northwest wind. On Thursday, sunshine, gusty winds in mid-30s. Currently 26 degrees.
Maggie Dawn.
Mark Hutt's newest hole has dropped. We'll be joined at 2 p.m. by Dr. Charles Franklin to discuss what Wisconsinites know about the candidates for the Supreme Court and what are our opinions about Elon.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the Tom Hartman Program. I am Jefferson Smith. Did you watch the speech yesterday? Did you see what Donald Trump had to say? I'd be interested in your reflections and responses. The call-in number here is 202-808-9925. It's 202-808-9925. It is Wednesday. It is Watch Your Language Wednesday, Word Wednesday, the power of words. 'Tis a strange mystery, the power of words. Life is in them, and death. A word can send the crimson color hurrying to the cheek, hurrying with many meanings, or can turn the current cold and deadly to the heart. Anger and fear are in them. Grief and joy are on their sound, yet slight, impalpable. A word is but a breath of passing air. That's what Letitia Elizabeth Landon had to say about the power of words. What were the words that the president chose last night? In a little bit, I'll play a clip. We'll play a supercut of some of the moments. I'd say just a couple of things. One, listeners, you got your wish. You got your wish, or they were listening to you, or a mixture of the two. So we tended to get three recommendations from callers about how opposition party members, how Democratic Party members, how non-Trump cult members, you choose your descriptor, could respond or should respond, should act in the chamber during the joint session. To be clear, just to make sure we don't confuse it, it wasn't a State of the Union, it was just a joint session. A couple people called it different things. There were three things. We heard they should walk out. We heard they should disrupt loudly until they get kicked out. And we heard, well, no, they should just hold up signs or have some indicia, armband, something they can hold up that shows their disagreement, maybe something that every time he lies, they show up something that says that's not true. Well, it turns out all y'all got your wish. All three things happened. Representative Green shouted out, say, you did not win a mandate to cut Medicaid. And afterwards, I thought he had a masterful interview where he focused on that. Donald Trump says, I won the seven swing states. He didn't say he won by 1.5% nationwide. He continues to overstate his victory to try to say that he has great popular support, not saying that after significant voter manipulation, significant voter suppression, he eked out a 1.5 percentage win. But in claiming his mandate, Representative Green, Al Green said, you don't have a mandate to cut Medicaid. Now, you couldn't really hear that spelled out, articulated, enunciated, because the gallery wasn't mic'd. All you saw was him get kicked out. J.D. Vance motioned, Donald Trump, in fact, motioned, and then somebody with a sergeant at arms came, and Representative Green peacefully left after a while of that. And then the Republicans got up and, like a bunch of frat boys, said, nah, 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 hey, 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 goodbye. I remember doing that. I remember doing that when we were winning basketball games in high school. So I remember. We would do it. It was kind of funny. It was kind of funny. Didn't do it on the floor of the United States Congress. Nah, 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 hey, hey, goodbye. I didn't do that in floor. Did do it in the Grant High School gymnasium when there was a victory against a high school basketball rival. And even then, it seemed just mildly inappropriate. Just a little bit not cool. And 30 years later, I'd hesitate to say how long. It seems less cool in a high school gymnasium. Seems like the kind of thing we should probably get over that a little bit. So now it's gone from the high school gymnasium to the halls of Congress. Not just the halls of Congress, excuse me. The chamber. Okay. So the people who wanted there to be disruption and vocal disagreement, you got your wish. Second, for the people who wanted there to be signs, you know, quieter response, bunch of signs, bunch of little placards, tasteful, round, white on one side, black on the other, that pointing out resistance, pointing out moments of lies, you got your wish. Third, we also had responses of people walking out, including my member of Congress, Maxine Dexter, who said, I can't see this anymore, and walked out. And she wasn't the only one. I think Andrea Salinas, Representative Andrea Salinas, for whom, what it's worth, had a backyard house party the year she was running in a hotly contested swing district seat. A wonderful representative. She walked out also. There were some others. So all of y'all got your wish. And what do I find interesting about this? I find interesting because all of us are thinking strategically, tactically, morally, and emotionally about what is the best way to respond in this moment. And I think there are a diversity of appropriate answers. That's what I think. And the first thing to do is try to speak with your heart and then have your heart speak to your head. And have your head process what will work. Now, for Maxine Dexter, she represents a district where that race is essentially won in the primary. There hasn't been a Republican win that seat in some number of decades. Andrew Salinas said, a little closer district, a little bit closer district. Representative Green, he safe seat. So I want to give a little bit of political context, that I don't tend to think politicians are venal or stupid or lazy. I think they are put into a context. They are strategic and ambitious human beings who also have, most of them, some degree of moral center, or at least, if not in the center, it is one of the strains of all of our complicated personalities, and they act with that in mind. But I want us to consider the context as we judge their conduct. Nate, do we have the supercut? Can we show that?
We can.
We'll play the supercut right after this coming break. The call-in number is 202-808-9925. Calls are lighting up. I'll be back with your calls. I do want to play that supercut. We won't be spending the entire show on letting Donald Trump kind of pick the fight. But I do think joint session of Congress, first speech by the president, is worth covering some of the important points. I also want to talk about fundamentalism, because to me, one of the most important points that was said was Donald Trump's statement that he believes he was saved by God to save the country. That he's trying to make this case, not only does he have a 1.5% overstated democracy mandate, but that he has a religious mandate. I want to talk about fundamentalism. I want to talk about what fundamentalism is doing to our, not just religious fundamentalism, to be clear, what fundamentalism is doing to our democracy, what it is doing to our culture, why we should be concerned about it, and I at least want to tease that. You're listening to Tom Hartman Show. I am Jeff Smith. This is your show, and we will be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. What were the words that mattered? If words matter at all, which words mattered last night? How do we want to talk about it today?
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We remember the legacy of Vell Phillips, the trailblazing civil rights leader, is also the first African-American woman elected to the Wisconsin State Assembly. Phillips was born in Milwaukee, and though she faced both racial and gender barriers, she remained strong in her fight for equality. She helped pass groundbreaking laws to desegregate public housing while also fighting for voting rights. Her courage and determination wasn't just for Wisconsin, but for the nation. And Phillips' legacy continues to inspire those who believe in justice, showing that one voice can spark change. These are the stories continuing to inspire all of us every day. And as we honor them, we will also recognize the powerful women who are still writing history. I'm Terry Barr.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
The Todd Alba Show.
Think about how many people in our communities, our friends, our families, our neighbors, our postal workers, carriers, people that work at our Veterans Affairs hospitals, USDA. Here's what Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump's lieutenant, thinks of all the people I just mentioned.
Federal employees do not deserve their jobs.
That's what Donald Trump and MAGA believe if you are a federal worker.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air?
It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Native Path. It's made with only type 1 and type 3 collagen fibers. They're two most important types, as they make up about 90% of the collagen in the body, found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. It's also flavorless, totally flavorless. You can put it in anything, coffee, smoothies, soups. Because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula, it's more bioavailable, mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. We put it in our coffee in the mornings, we love it. And Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, has over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. They even have an 800 number you can call to talk with a real human being about questions on usage, recipes, or ingredients. And best of all, Native Path offers amazing bundle deals that are available only with our special link. You can get 3 packs and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Collagen's good for you. Get nativepath.com/Hartman. Start your transformation today. That is GetNativePath.com. GetNativePath.com/Hartman with 2 N's. And we are back. Let's go straight to your calls so you can clear a little bit of this. Let's go to Jim from Lockport, Illinois. Jim, you're on the air.
Thank you for taking a call, Jeff. I just wanted to tell your viewers, if they haven't had the opportunity to pull up Bernie Sanders' rebuttal to the State of the Union, I would suggest they do that. That was really spot on. And a little bit about the Republican and how they handle their constituents by putting their by just shutting them off. To me, years back when I had talked to Bernie and Tom, I always said that the Republican Party, if they continued on their path, they should change their logo from the, you know, from the elephant to the woolly mammoth. I felt they would become extinct. But maybe I was wrong about that. Maybe it should be the ostrich. Because if they don't want to listen to their constituents, they, you know, to me, it's more appropriate than keep sticking their head in the sand. And it's pretty sad to see. But once again, to get that opportunity to pull up, you know, Bernie Sanders' rebuttal, please do so.
Well, I'll take a look, and we'll encourage people to take a look. And I would say, when you say put their head in the sand, I assume you mean in significant part vast bulks of Republican lawmakers, Republican members of the House and Senate, not doing town hall meetings, yeah?
Absolutely, sir. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I actually think this is a pretty strategic approach. I think people calling their congressman, congresswoman, congressperson, congressional representative, and including those of you in red districts, and saying, please do town hall meetings. It's important. One of the basic requirements, one of the basic expectations of a member of Congress is to interact with their constituents. And not only during election time when they're asking for money and asking for votes, not only through filtered 30-second ads or social media propaganda to give them power, but in fact to have a discussion with their constituents about the direction of the country. First, do that. And second, when they have it, communicate honestly about what's going on. Help them hear that there isn't a mandate for cutting Medicare. There is not a mandate for cutting Medicaid. There is not a mandate for cutting Social Security. That, in fact, if we want honesty from the Republican Party, they should be honest about what they're going to try to do with the government, who they're serving, and if, in fact, they're going to help the large numbers of middle-income and lower-income people in this country, or if they're just going to try to manipulate those folks, just try to hoodwink them based on fundamentalist weirdness and get them to vote against the interest of the overall community, including sometimes them. So I do think that not only the head in the sand is important, the ostrich image is an important image, but also I think that that step of saying, hey, don't be an ostrich. Go out and have a town hall meeting, please, 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 please. And if they don't, say something about it. And if they do, have an honest conversation. I don't mean set a trap. I mean make sure there is an honest conversation so Republican members can realize they represent people who aren't just on Wall Street. They represent not only people who are sort of Bitcoin millionaires or billionaires. They represent not only people who are foreign oligarchs. They represent not only people who are corporate lobbyists. They represent people in their districts who have needs, who might vote Republican, but still might want health care, still might want democracy, still might want clean air and clean water. Jim, last word for you.
It's just sad to see that they just blow up their constituents, whether they be Republican or Democrat.
Yeah, I hear you.
That's not what the way they're supposed to do it, man. So,
I hear you.
Jeff, you have a good day, my friend.
Thanks, Jim. Nancy from Portland, Oregon, great town. You're on the air.
Thanks. Actually, I have two quick things. One is to follow up on what the gentleman just before me was saying. I really think that this is there is a great opportunity right here in exactly what happened with the Republicans pulling back their congresspeople from having town halls. This is an opportunity for the Democrats to step up and to take over those town halls to in place of those constituents, to either the ones that are in districts nearby or the ones that ran against the people who are Republicans who now hold that office, and for them to do the town halls instead. And to call on publicity while they do them. And I think that would be a great opportunity for them, and missed one if they don't do it.
I know you have two things. Let me respond to that one.
Sure.
We'll stick with you and make sure you have your second one. But the what I like about what you said is it had two elements, and I think both elements are important. One is participating in the town halls. Two is having a move, is having not just a response, but a plan for when they don't even host them. Or when, like Cliff Bentz, who I served with, I know him, now representing Eastern Oregon in Congress, the one Republican member of the House from the state of Oregon, when he went to his town hall and people were sort of being unruly and talking about their concern, he says, well, we don't have to do this. I could just leave. Is that what you want? Not all of my colleagues are even having these. Right? Like it was this gift he was giving.
Yeah,
Stick with us, Nancy. But it was this gift that they were giving. Actually, spit out your other thing. We're about to be on a long break. Spit out your other thing. I think you were going to say that more should have walked out when Green walked.
Well, that's true. But that's what I was thinking. But the other thing that I wanted to respond to is you had suggested that artists.
Yes.
I've spoken to an artist who has been trying to post.
Nice.
On.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
If you have a thought, we had to go to break, but Nancy, feel free to set your thought in. If you want to stick around, stick around.
Sure.
Everybody else, stick around. 202-808-9925. If you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know that it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automated repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. Lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts of up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code Tom, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation, code Tom.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Elon Musk was on Capitol Hill tonight, a one-hour meeting with House Republicans doubling down on his mission to slash the government workforce. Congressman Tim Burchett of Tennessee is a Musk fan.
This town's crooked as a dog's leg. Somebody's going to straighten it out. Looks like it's going to be Elon Musk.
Musk saying Congress will vote on codifying DOGE cuts. One congressman saying Musk made clear to him that he would not cut veterans' benefits. A federal appeals court temporarily allowing President Trump to remove the head of an independent watchdog agency tasked with protecting federal employees. Mr. Trump is granting a one-month exemption on his new stiff tariffs on imports from Mexico and Canada for U.S. automakers. But if it's not on four wheels, the tariff stands. Well, more South Carolina counties now lifted from that statewide burn ban that was issued over the weekend amid a bout of wildfires that ignited all across the state. The winds died down and those fires seem to be under control. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The tabloids love to stir up trouble and are continuing to do so following last week's Oscars broadcast. After Kieran Culkin won Best Supporting Actor for his role in A Real Pain, cameras caught Edward Norton, who also was nominated for his role in A Complete Unknown, leaning over and saying the F word to his wife. It's not 100% clear what he said or if he was referring to the fact that he lost or if he's the most awkward romantic ever. Margaret Qualley's star is on the rise after a small but star-making role in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and playing opposite Demi Moore in this year's Oscar-nominated The Substance, the world is pretty much her oyster. After a really unnecessary James Bond music tribute at the Oscars last week, which happened just in time as Bond was killed off 2 years ago, fans are now saying they hope the daughter of Andy McDowell becomes a Bond girl. Quite a leap. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Packers keep their kicker. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. The Packers re-signing place kicker Brandon McManus to a new three-year contract worth over $15 million. McManus, who turns 34 in July, will be guaranteed $5 million and given a $5 million signing bonus. The New York Jets releasing Devontae Adams, and now fans tweeting the Packers should bring the 32-year-old receiver back to Green Bay. College basketball, Marquette takes on UConn tonight at the Gamble Pavilion in Connecticut. The Badgers in Minneapolis for the border battle with Minnesota. NBA, the Bucks with a 127-121 win over the Hawks in Atlanta. Giannis with his seventh triple-double of the season. Doc Rivers asked about the mix of young and veteran players on this Bucks roster.
We're kind of mixed. We play young and old, but we're not only just veteran players. We have, like, straight grown-ups. I keep saying it. Everybody on our team is over themselves. There's nothing. There's no stuff. What I call clutter. The guys just play together. They want to do right. It's an absolutely fantastic team to coach.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any snow and patchy blowing snow will come to an end. Any new accumulations well under an inch. Lows will drop to near 20 degrees. Still a blustery northwest wind. On Thursday, sunshine, gusty winds in mid-30s. Currently 26 degrees.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trump and Vance verbally assaulted the president of Ukraine, an ally of the U.S. Trump defending the president of Russia, a known dictator. This is a complete capitulation to our sworn enemies. And it's time for Republicans, my former party that I left in 2011, to speak the hell up. Because if we don't, it's not going to be long before we don't have anything left to defend.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. We'll be right back. The Dom Salvia Show.
Elon Musk. You're going to fire a bunch of folks. Well, that's going to, you know, increase unemployment. That's going to have an impact on the economy. The government buys farmers' goods for the USAID and no more USAID. Well, this thing's going to rot in the field. What happens to the prices? What happens to the farmers? What is the point here? It just seems like these are just such amateur decision-making, wasting our taxpayer dollars by wasting people's time.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Thursday's show, we'll welcome Ted Stefaniak to talk about the Wisconsin Herd. And Jacob Hedderscheid from the dispensary has details on an upcoming golf tournament.
Then Landon Jones with the local creative agency Respect stops by. Join us.
Speech and sat in the chamber for the speech. He had won the seat of another recently deceased House Democrat Representative Sheila Jackson, who died after a pancreatic cancer diagnosis. Rest in peace to the representative. Let's finish with Nancy. Nancy called right before the break, and I knew was champing at the bit to finish a point. Nancy, what you'd already said was that an artist was trying to share, and then we went to break. Finish your point, please.
Yeah. Basically, as a result of this, I reached out to Tristan McDonald, M-A-C-D-O-N-A-L-D, Gerdes, who's an actress and who posted several videos on Facebook, which you can look up. And in them, she's asking for help on what to do to get her message out. And I suggested she reach out to other artists and that she could do that as her role, and told her what you've been mentioning, to which she said that it was a tricky situation because most people are out of work and worried that this will hurt their chances of work. And she made the video. But, of course, she doesn't think that should matter. But more importantly, it's that she's getting shadow banned by the platforms by talking out about it.
Yep.
And since she posted the video, her posts only reach 50 people when they used to get 2,000 views.
Yep.
So she really doesn't know how to combat that. And I've seen other actual people doing that, and what they're doing is they're holding products up and talking about products while holding signs with their real message so they won't get banned.
Oh, that's
so
funny.
They're trying, but they're not. But they can't do it. And I don't know if there's any way to look into that and what the real structure of that is and how that's being accomplished. But I think that's pretty important.
Nancy, I'm so glad you called, and I'm so glad we stuck around. I'm so glad you shared that. Let me say two things. Three. First, it ain't easy. I don't think at this moment that any of us should be finger wagging at anyone who feels some fear or trepidation, because I think it's real. Right? Like over the break, I looked, and somebody from on my LinkedIn, I can see if somebody's looked at it and looked at my profile, and it said Washington D.C. Like literally this break. And I was just looking at it for, I don't know, fidgeting around. And it said, and sometimes it shows the name, but sometimes you can cloud your name and you just see the type of person it is. And this time it didn't say the name. Two people had seen my LinkedIn profile. One was a friend of mine, and the other was somebody who was unnamed, somebody from Washington, D.C. law enforcement. Somebody from Washington, D.C. law enforcement. And and I will say that makes me nervous. Like, I don't know why. I have friends of friends who could do that. It could be any number of reasons, but it makes me nervous. And happening while I'm guest hosting this show. Right? I throw no stone. Let me respond real quick with a couple of things. I'll give you the last word. But I don't begrudge anybody feeling scared. I do think that each of us needs to do our best to find courage and to recognize that we won't be heard more if we're silent. We'll be heard less. If the artist doesn't say what they think, doesn't speak out, it doesn't mean their views will be heard more, their views will be heard less. True story that the platforms are ratcheting down the kind of speech that might be required to call them into question and to advocate for democracy. That this has happened to multiple people, including a friend of mine. In fact, LinkedIn is one of the platforms, while it's mostly focused on careers and jobs and finance and capitalism and et cetera, at least it is not owned and operated by one of the people who was shoulder to shoulder with the oligarchs professing some degree of support of Trump on his inauguration. So I think we need to look for guerrilla opportunities. Right. Not as in the great ape, but as in figuring out how to hack existing systems. I don't mean break them. I don't mean break the law. I just mean work within, like your idea of holding up a product, like try to work on the algorithm and finding other people who are like-minded. Because here's the thing. There are millions. There are millions. And every time your friend speaks out, somebody else has courage to speak out also. Maybe every time I come back on the air after seeing that someone from Washington, D.C. law enforcement was looking into me, that maybe that can give a few other people courage on this program to also speak out and recognize that people who love democracy are not outnumbered. You're not outnumbered. Even if you count votes that weren't cast, Donald Trump doesn't even have a support of the majority of human beings in the country. He doesn't even have a support of the majority of people who respond to polls. The Republican Party does control the branches of the federal government, but they don't control every city. They don't control every police department. They don't control every county. They don't control every state. There are lots of good people in this country, and each of us needs to find some moments of courage, and without finger wagging him, but with encouragement, find some moments of courage. And I'll also say, because by doing that, we'll start building additional platforms. Some of those platforms will be in person. One of the reasons I like the idea of doing an event, the idea that came in yesterday, one of the reasons I like the idea of doing an event, sort of a mixture of a conference and concert, is that we can build human relationships that are less likely to be, not entirely unlikely, but less likely to be influenced by, manipulated by, bots and algorithms and sort of the social media trickery that has been leading the country down the primrose path and not so primrose over the last several years. So we do have to keep all of your friends' concerns within our mind as we map the strategic landscape. I think we have to figure out a way for that not to freeze us. And if they take one of us down, others continue to walk forward. Others carry the flag that the battle for democracy doesn't die just because a few of us are afraid. We have to go. And by doing that, I think that's one of the ways arts will flourish. I think when somebody shows courage, people see it. I think the best activism shows courage, not just anger, but courage. And when you show that courage, not only inspires other courage, we can start building that community. And that's what, when real art will flourish, and it won't just seem like propaganda. And that's the stuff that will last. That's the poetry that people will say after we die. Those are the statues that we won't tear down after the oligarch has passed because they were just propaganda for Lenin. That's the kind of stuff we preserve and honor and thank, because it was when the human spirit triumphed over its fear. Last word for you, Nancy.
Well, I like everything you're saying. I 100% agree with that. I was thinking of mentioning two quick things.
Please.
One is that the spineless Republicans are not only afraid that they'll be primaried with Trump, but I think they're also afraid for their lives. And there seems to be some indication of that if they go against Trump. And the brown shirts that he's released by releasing all the criminals from the insurrection to have his standing army of people who will act on his behalf,
yep,
is not to be really underestimated, yep, as one of the things he's doing. Not to take away from anything you're saying or what we have to do. And the other thing I quickly wanted to mention, I don't know if anybody noticed it, was in the speech last night, he was holding up this girl who had social media. There was AI that changed her face or something, and she was sexually somehow harassed as a result of this. And then he added, and basically to get rid of any AI changing of people's faces or whatever was his thing, which, of course, all the parodies of him involved. And so he mentioned, and I think I'll use that too.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah,
he wants to get rid of any mockery, any parodies of him, which is extremely horrifying and dangerous, just to mention that that is his next plan, clearly, yeah, or one of them.
No, Nancy, I appreciate the call. I appreciate the perspective. And last thing I'll say in response is strength in numbers. But the more people who,
yes,
can speak out, the more people can speak out. The more the protests are, the harder it is to target just one of them. The more people are willing to stand up, more people will stand with you. That's what I'd say about that. Nancy, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Let's go to break right now, and I want to come back and play a little supercut of the talk before we get to the top of the hour. We'll be right back. This is Tom Hartman Show. This is your show. I'm Jim. 402-808-9925. What are the words we should be paying attention to? And how do you cope with fear, either by disregarding it or making it through?
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, and we'll be right back.
Yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Top craft pick creators include Kerrigan Brothers Winery in Kaukauna, Stillmank Brewing Company in Green Bay, Old Station 31 Spirits in Dale, and Old Bavarian Brewing Company in Appleton. Vote for your favorite now by logging on WGBW.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. When you vote, you'll enter a random drawing to win $250 in gift cards from participating craft creators. Don't wait. Voting ends Friday, April 18th. Log on WGBW.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick and vote right now. Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. Drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm very excited. It is my pleasure to welcome tonight my old pal, Dr. Kristen Lierley. I told the entire listening audience that I rub my feet together sometime when I watch TV, and I called it self-cuddling. And it's like the only thing we do where we rub our own bodies when we relax, you know.
Is it? Are you telling that to a gynecologist? Pete, come on.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Can our NATO allies continue to rely on the United States under President Trump? What is your take, Professor Barrington?
The conversation had been going into Friday. Can Europe just get a seat at the table for these negotiations? The right question now is, can Europe build a new table?
Mm.
And I think that's where they are. February 28th, 2025 is going to be remembered as, a pretty key date.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
30.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Field of Greens, what is the unhealthiest snack you've eaten lately? For me, it was Girl Scout cookies that a wonderful colleague brought in today. Your crazy schedule makes eating 5 servings of fruits and veggies impossible. We're human. I don't eat healthy all the time. You don't eat healthy all the time. That's why doctors created Field of Greens. A delicious glass of Field of Greens daily is like a nutritional armor for your body. Each fruit and vegetable was doctor selected for a specific health benefit. There's a heart health group, lungs and kidney groups, metabolism, even healthy weight. We love the energy we get with Field of Greens. Most of all, we love the confidence that even if we have a cheat day or have a pizza or a cookie or several cookies, we can enjoy it with a little less guilt because of Field of Greens. It's the nutrition our bodies need daily. And only Field of Greens makes you this better health promise. Your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. Let's get you started with our special discounts, 20% off your first order. Just use code TOM at fieldofgreens.com. That's code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. Play it up.
We have accomplished more in 43 days than most administrations accomplished in 4 years or 8 years, and we are just getting started. We won the popular vote by big numbers and won counties in our country.
Popular vote by 1.5%.
Mr. Green, take your seat. Take your seat, sir. Take your seat.
Didn't win a mandate.
The chair now directs the sergeant in arms to restore order.
Yeah!
Remove this gentleman from the chamber.
I could find a cure to the most devastating disease, a disease that would wipe out entire nations. And these people sitting right here will not clap, will not stand, and certainly will not cheer for these astronomical achievements. They won't do it, no matter what. We suffered the worst inflation in 48 years, but perhaps even in the history of our country.
Not nearly in the history of the country.
As president, I'm fighting every day to reverse this damage and make America affordable again.
Joe Biden especially
let the price of eggs get out of control.
Which is going up now, thanks in part to bird
food. The egg price is out of control. And to that end, I have created the brand new Department of Government Efficiency.
Yeah.
It's not about efficiency. Which is headed by Elon Musk, who is in the gallery tonight.
Yeah. Congratulations on getting elected.
Because we are draining the swamp. It's very simple. And the days of rule by unelected bureaucrats
are over.
April 2nd, reciprocal tariffs kick in.
Yeah, the after April 1st
And
day.
Whatever they tariff us, other countries, we will tariff them.
That'll lower the price of eggs.
Back and forth. Since taking office, my administration has launched the most sweeping border and immigration crackdown in American history.
Yeah, after you killed the bill.
The media and our friends in the Democrat Party kept saying we needed new legislation. We must have legislation to secure the border. But it turned out that all we really needed
was somebody willing to act without legislation, without following the Constitution. Yeah, maybe.
I'm also working tirelessly to end the savage conflict in Ukraine. Today I received an important letter from President Zelensky of Ukraine. The letter reads, Ukraine is ready to come to the negotiating table as soon as possible to bring lasting peace closer. Simultaneously, we've had serious discussions
without
with Russia
from Europe or Zelensky there,
and have received strong signals that they are ready for peace. It's time to end this senseless war. If you want to end wars, you have to talk to both sides. My fellow Americans, get ready for an incredible future because the golden age of America has only just begun.
Well, that sounds good.
It will be like nothing that has ever been seen before.
I think it will
Thank
be like
you.
Nothing we've
God
ever
bless
seen
you
before.
And God bless America.
I think it will be like nothing we've ever seen before. All right. Anything you loved about it? At some point, I do want to talk about tariffs, but right now, I want to make sure we have time for the most patient listener award winner, who is Brooklyn from Denver, Colorado. You're on the air. Brooklyn?
Hi, Jeff. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to mention, I'll try to compress everything that I wanted to say, or I want to say. But I'm a student of history right now. I'm 75 years old, and I used to teach history after I was in the Naval Reserves at Annapolis, at the Naval Academy. So I've always been a student of history, and the similarities between 1933, what happened at the Weimar Republic, and today, what's happening today, Project 2025 is basically the child of what happened with the Nuremberg laws in Germany that shut down the press, that started going after people because of who they were, Jews, yeah. and all the intellectuals and all in Germany. So the similarities are very, very stark as far as I'm concerned. I'm now studying to get a PhD in history at the age of 75. I don't know if I'll be able to get it because of the way the country is right now. It's a tough row to hoe,
yeah.
And I audit classes at our public universities while they're still public.
Yeah.
So what I want to offer really quickly here before you get to the top of the hour and all is that people have to know their history. And I think that Americans probably have been the worst students. And I say that, you know, I hate to have
no, I hear you. I hear you.
The worst history, yeah. in knowing what their history is, what the history that we have is. I will invoke the name of Dr. Howard Zinn. And his
People's History.
People's
States.
History. Yeah.
No, I appreciate the call.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling. Thanks for your perspective. And yeah, I think you bring up the Weimar Republic, you bring up the Nuremberg articles, and you bring up Nazi Party and Hitler. The concern I have is that Hitler just becomes sort of synonym of bad. Now, that's useful and important because Hitler was very, very bad. But it also can simplify things to the degree that somebody won't read the history, particularly if what you're saying is there's things that are happening, and the person who's looking at that is, and what you're actually critiquing is something that somebody else thinks is good. Like saying, for instance, to a supporter of Donald Trump, that Donald Trump is doing something like Hitler. But all they hear is you're attacking Donald Trump. And so, and that means, because we connect our own views to our own identity, that means they feel, emotionally, an attack on them. And therefore, it ends up not being persuasive. When very often what is said, listen, it's not about those two people being alike. It is what is happening to democratic processes. How do you make sure that the worst case scenario doesn't happen? It's making sure you don't pass the kind of laws that make it possible to have an authoritarian regime. We've got to figure out ways to make this persuasive, not because we're going to flip, you know, 30% of hardcore folks, because we need a pro-democracy majority.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we are talking all things legal with Jim Santel, host of Amicus, a law review. He joins us at 10:30. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Hey, it's
it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you. And let me tell you, being a mom is tiresome and you need a break. So take one at Mom Prom on Saturday, March 8th at the Hilton Paper Valley Hotel from 7 till 10 p.m. Grab those old prom dresses, homecoming dresses. Heck, there's somebody with a pile of bridesmaid dresses somewhere. And have fun and let loose. You could even get named prom queen. It may be called Mom Prom, but it's open to all ladies 21 and over. So head to WGBW.fm, click events, and find out more.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. We're hearing from House Republicans after they huddled with Elon Musk for a little over an hour in Capitol Hill Wednesday. He discussed his efforts to slash the size of the federal workforce and federal spending. Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden of Wisconsin said he spoke to Musk about veterans' benefits and farming programs and how money can't just stop.
You can't ask a cow to quit milking as you do a review of a program.
Among the latest proposed cuts causing public outcry, plans to cut 80,000 employees from Veterans Affairs and reportedly expected Thursday an executive order calling for the Education Department to shut down. The White House has delayed tariffs on Canada and Mexico by 1 month for some U.S. automakers. For all other industries, tariffs stand. Los Angeles County suing Southern California's largest utility for damages caused by January's Eaton fire. The county's lawsuit claims Southern California's Edison equipment caused that fire. This is ABC News.